Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah, just in here, just next to those big gates. Yeah, thank you. Hi, guys, it's Jemay. Excuse me, can I get you to get my bags out at the back? Yeah, there's heaps. And the birdcage on the back seat, Tori, thank you. So I left you on a bit of a cliffhanger last week, but I've managed to find somewhere to live. I'm arriving right now. Fuck off. I'm trying to get my bags out, you stupid American idiot. People are so fucking rude here. Go past! Oh, my God. Anyway, I'll settle in and I'll come back to you guys with all the goss. Just want to capture, like, the arrival moment. Thank you, 5 stars, Illy. I can't wait to tell you guys where I am. I think you're going to like it, Germaniacs. Here we go. Buckle up, sluts. This week on Jamazing, perving at Hugo the Hot Hobo, butterfly shit on my nose, no undies in photo shoots, little Nahugan telling a robin to fuck off in Spanish, and did Rosé really do a line off my tits? Your weekly dose of fashion, beauty and LA luxury lifestyle, from the mountain lion mistress, the budgie smuggler, she's in Snow White mode. I'm Jemay, Jamie. I'm Keish, I'm rich, I'm a bitch, and I'm Jamazing. Hi, it's a few days later. I'm settled in. I'm just gonna open a certain sliding door. Do you recognize that sound, Germaniacs? I'm at Reeks. I'm at fucking Casa de los Ricos in West Hollywood. I've made it back, guys, to my actual condo from last season. I'm back, guys. I'm back where I belong. So after the whole, like, Pussy Palace drama last week, I stayed with Prisha for a few nights at her, like, student accom, which was so povo and kind of depressing AF. And Prisha kept screaming every time I got naked. Like, get over it. I like making bacon and eggs in the nude. Shoot me. Anyway, so I really wanted my actual condo back, but I knew it was like not up for rent. So I tracked down the landlord and called him directly. He owns like half the building. And anyway, he said my condo wasn't available because his nephew was living in here. So I was literally devo. And then he said there was others vacant in the building, but I wanted this one so bad. Like, I just love it. And I wanted my old life back. And after everything I've been through, Germaniacs. And also I left 6 bags of coke hidden in a light fitting when I left. So I wanted them back too. So yeah, I was trying to think of like how I can like make it happen to get the condo back. So remember the whole mountain lion from last season and how I became like the mountain lion girl for a hot minute? Well, because I raved on like an idiot like about it on socials, the mountain lion actually got trapped and relocated, like removed from Casa de los Ricos by the owner's committee and stuff and like taken back to the bush. So I told the landlord I was really mad about that and that I'd set up this protest group and we were like fighting against the unfair relocation of mountain lions and we were planning to like storm the offices of the governor of California and I was going to name the landlord as the main perpetrator. And I showed him my Instagram followers numbers and just said that I would like drag his name through the mud and unless he agreed to let me rent my condo again. So yeah, he just evicted his nephew and I got to move in a couple of days ago. Yay! I always get what I want, guys. It's just my MO. So yeah, I moved in the other day and Prisha came over to see me in my old place. Rosé popped in, of course, because he works here. And we had this like little impromptu like housewarming party. And I made spicy mugs and got hammered. I'm still a little dusty actually, TBH. But Prisha's such a dog. She didn't drink anything. I got her a 6-pack of Coke Zeroes, but she was kind of really fun and laughing at me, so it was fine. But yeah, pretty low-key party. Rosé did a line off my tits, but just one, and he used a tea towel and as a cape, and he jumped off the mezzanine level and nearly broke his leg. But yeah, it was a low-key party otherwise. It was really fun. Just so good to be back, guys. Back at Casadellas Ricos. I fucking love it here. Like, I thought the Pussy Palace was like my dream place, but kind of once I got my dream, it didn't really suit me. Like, all the girls there are so kind of shallow and superficial, and they'll hate me now anyway, but YOLO. It's just so good to be back at Reeks. Oh my God, I forgot how good it is. The pool area has had this full like upgrade now, and they've put these like cabana things in around the pool, and you can book one, and they bring out drinks now. And I booked one yesterday, and Rosé came out with this big like cane like fan thing and was like waving it over me and fanning me while I was lying there. It's like I was fucking Cleopatra or some shit. And I'm like lying there going, why does this feel so right? Also, I've got a hammock on my balcony as well too. So I've just been like chilling on the balcony, and yeah, it's so good because I can just get in the balcony and yell out to Rosé. He's always around, and he brings me drinks just on my balcony and hands them over the edge, and yeah, just swing back and forth and dream up ideas and come up with my fashion designs or like content ideas for TikTok, and yeah, future plans for building my empire. And the squirrels are here too. They're still here. They miss me. I'm in full like Snow White mode again with all my animals around me. And I literally yesterday had a butterfly land on my nose, just right at the end of my nose. And it was incredible. I was kind of going cross-eyed, like trying to look at it. But I didn't realize that it did a shit on the end of my nose, and I posted a selfie. I took a selfie and posted it, and I had like butterfly shit on my nose for like 2 hours and didn't realize until like I read it in the comments, then deleted, obvs. It was kind of cute, but yeah. Who knew butterflies even did shits? But apparently they do. Oh, speaking of animals, guess who else is on the balcony? Lil Nahugan.
Can you guys hear him? Nahoogs, your fans are listening. Chirp, please. There we go.
He doesn't realize how popular he is with you guys. So Rosé's been teaching him to speak Spanish. He can sort of say joder, which I think means fuck. So that'll be handy for him if he's trying to like lure other birds in, Spanish ones. I've actually been shooing all the wild birds away because I don't know, you know what happened, like how we got pregnant back at home. Like I don't want little Nahugan getting like rooted through the wire again and by like a robin or some gross LA bird. The wild birds here are so ugly, and I don't want to like have to raise some like mutant bird chicks. Oh, you remember the egg that mum's incubating? It hasn't hatched yet. But yeah, I'm really intrigued with that. Yeah, if nothing happens soon, I said to mum, she could just make a little mini omelette. So what else? Oh, I started back at FITM, my fashion school. It's been so good, like settling back in. I FaceTimed Gampy, and gave him like a full like campus tour and like showed him around as like a thank you for like trusting me again with his cashola. But yeah, seriously, I'm really going to give it a good shot this time. I was saying to Gampy, it's like, just commit, just get into it. I can't rely on Prisha to do all the work this time. I've got to focus. And I kind of want to lift my content game too and like, you know, my social stuff and like rebrand. I was thinking like just rebrand yourself as like the hot fashion girl from LA. Just make that your thing. Like go more like high end with like sleek new profile pics, and I'll do a little shoot against like that pink wall, or I don't know, just photos where I kind of look like powerful and like a massive bitch, but kind of key too. Yeah, that's the plan. I still want to make it as an influencer. I'm not quite there yet, but I want to play by my rules, not Olivia's. I'm fucking so over that bitch. I'm like, I've got this, hun. Like, I was saying to myself in the mirror this morning, I was like, you're Jermaine freaking King. Like, remember who you are, honey. Wait a sec. Rosé! Rosé, I'm getting in the hammock in a sec. I'm just doing the podcast. Can you bring me a spicy mug? Thank you. Yeah, extra spicy. I better go, Germaniacs. I'm going to go and get in the hammock. So talk to you after my day at Fitem tomorrow. Okay, bye.
Rosé, bring the fan. But bring that fan thing. Yeah, to fan me. Thank you.
Hi, Germaniacs. I'm just home from a massive day at Fitem. It's the next day. Living my fashion designer dream. Oh my God, it was so good. I looked around for that hot graffiti remover guy I was telling you about, but he wasn't working today. But yeah, I was too busy today anyway to focus on the D. Shooting heaps of content for my new fashion queen lifestyle image that I'm like putting out there as my rebrand. Prisha was helping me film it too. I'm trying to like, keep it like classy and like, so we did these like fit check videos where I like click my fingers and suddenly I like I'm in a new outfit, or I throw some things in the air and then like I'm going to edit it so like looks like I'm suddenly dressed. And we did a bit of filming this morning for my A Day in the Life of a Hot Fashion Student. It's going to be like a series. So we started this shot of me walking out of this mansion in Beverly Hills. We just went there, just found this huge random mansion this morning, and I just walked out of the driveway. I kind of walked up the driveway and came back down again to look like I lived there. Yeah, just to make it, you know, aspirational for my followers. The owner, this old lady, was yelling out the window and said to fuck off, but we got the shot. I did this really funny video of me like hiding in like fabric rolls, like in the roll rack thing, and the camera goes past and then I'm like frozen and wearing an outfit in the same fabric that we just like whipped up today. So it's just my head and then I do like side tongue and like a side piece fingers. It's really cool. I'm just doing stuff like that. That's kind of like the zone that I'm in for my new rebrand. So I'm changing my image to like my appearance. So not the hair, the side part stays, but I'm going to go like more chic and kind of like monotonal and less kind of like crazy colorful slut core vibes like the old me when I was younger. So yeah, I'm going for like a more mature, like considered look. Sora today, my outfit is really cute. Oh my God, I can't stop looking at myself. I keep like leaning back to see myself in the mirror. I'm really leaning into that mermaid core thing that's going at the moment with like this maxi skirt in like a shell print fabric. And then I've got my like silver metallic tank top with an oversized like shell necklace, and it's kind of like a conch pendant. It's quite heavy actually. And then my little seaweed bow just clipped at the back of my hair, just kind of like in a soft pony. It's really quiche, guys. I've got lots of people staring today and loving and doing like the wide eye face at me. What else? The lecture side of Fitem is going off to. Oh my God. So there's a lecturer, Mr. Hornery, that apparently is not gay. So I'm going to start flirting with him. And just like, just work it, because I have to do well in that class. And he's got a wife apparently, so, but that's no obstacle for me. I've made guys leave their wives before. It's my thing. I'm not going to make him leave his wife. I'm just being stupid, but yeah. So yeah, he's my little project. What else? I don't want to go down the road of like bribing Prisha to like do my work anymore. So, you know, I've got to find other avenues. So that was good for a while, but I don't want to be a bitch forever. Oh, do you guys remember that hot hobo that used to live out the front of Fit'em in last season that I used to throw the chocolate bars at and one hit his head and he helped me carry the stuff in once? Well, he's still there. I was like fully checking him out this morning, like as I was about to cross the road, and I quickly looked away when he caught my eye. And I reckon he's legit actually quite handsome, and he would scrub up so well. Like he's got this piercing like blue eyes and these high cheekbones and under his like feral beard, and it's got kind of like crusty bits in it, and his hair's all knotted and dreadlucky, and yeah. But, you know, it's quite thick hair and his hairline's like really good. I don't know. I like staring at people and like imagining what they'd be like if I made them look hotter, but I'm not sure what his story is, but he really intrigues me. Precious said his name's Hugo, and he's been caught lurking around the student accom, and security have to take him out, and he's kind of like an annoying person to like look out for, and people say like carry rape alarms and stuff because Hugo is always on campus, but Hugo's kind of a cool name. Hugo the Horrible, yeah, I don't know, he's kind of dangerous and intriguing to me. Oh, wait, that's Pritchard calling me. Oh, God, fuck off. I forgot she wants to spitball ideas for this assignment. I'll just flick at a message bank. Yeah, so there's this massive assignment we have to do that's worth, like, heaps of marks. We have to, like, work in pairs on a collection, and we have to do it with these, like, selection of sustainable fabrics and has to have a consistent theme, and this is like in Mr. Horner's class, he gave us this. And we have to do a catwalk show with like actual models. So, and it's got to be done really quickly too. So we're freaking out already, but it's going to be so good. I've had a few ideas, but Prisha shot them down. Like I wanted to do cheerleaders with blood stains on their skirts, like a big red patch at the front or the back because they've got their period, and just make it like a feminist statement and just kind of lean into that whole blood thing. But she wasn't into it. Oh, my God. She's calling me like a fucking maniac. Go away, Prisha, you bitch. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I reckon we'll do really well working together. We both topped last semester's collection assignments, so we're kind of unstoppable. Yeah, so there's the fashion show element too. Mr. Hornery said there's going to be a very special guest watching the catwalk show that we do for this assignment and judging it and scouting for talent. So I wonder who that's going to be. Anyway, fuck off, Prisha. Stop calling me. She's fucking always on time with everything. Being on time is a waste of time. I better answer it before she spits the dummy. Illusion Maniacs, Ask Your Mae is next. Bye.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, Jemay. This is Ryan from the United States of America. I was wondering what you do to prep for photo shoots, because I've got one coming up and I'm feeling like really like nervous about it. Like I'm trying to practice poses, I'm trying to pick out outfits, and I don't really know what I'm doing. Please help.
Hi, Ryan. Yeah, so I really feel for you with this one. I know that sort of pre-shoot nerves thing that we all get. I've done quite a few photo shoots in my time, and there's a lot of prep work in the lead up. Look, the main thing I would suggest is not drinking any fluids for 72 hours leading into the shoot. That's you want to reduce the puffiness in the face. For me, I get a really puffy face issue. So, if you're not in control of the photoshopping afterwards, you know, you want to like, you want to give them that kind of gaunt, like dried out sort of sunken cheek look. And the sunken eyes is always really hot. Assuming it's a full body shoot. And for me, I do a lot of like swimsuit, content stuff, as you guys would know. So I do starve myself, for a few weeks in the lead up, and I'm like full nil by mouth for 3 days prior to the shoot. So, yeah, you want like a couple of ribs poking out through the sides. It's always kind of cute. This is an unusual tip for photo shoots, but I you want to like create like a good rapport with like the photographer. So as soon as you get their name, like on a call sheet or whatever, just do some stalking on socials. Track them down and find out as much information as you can so you can kind of just drop it in during the shoot, like between while they're taking the photos. Just throw out a like, you know, how was your trip to New Zealand in 2018? Yeah, or like a sorry to hear about your mum's accident. The funeral looked amazing. And that'll really kind of freak them out. And I find they take better pictures when they think you're a crazy bitch. So they kind of work better when they're kind of on edge with their subject, I find. I do this thing also where I'll scare them suddenly. Like I'll just like suddenly scream like a maniac in between shoots or do like a jump scare. So like a Tourette style thing where I'll just yell out like, finger me or like something like that. And yeah, they usually just panic and press the camera button out of shock. And those photos I find when you go back through them can have a sort of like a candid kind of insane look, which I love. Poses, you're saying you got to work on that. That's obviously vital. So I would do some extensive rehearsal at home in front of a mirror. You want to be able to like change your pose, like really, like basically between each click of the camera, you want a new pose. So you're kind of like pose, like really fast, get faster and faster as it goes through the shoot. Try and make it really fast. Be aware of your lines. Practice your 3/4 turns, throw a leg in the air, you know, just, I find also wearing no undies, can help during a shoot. Just flash them if you're wearing sort of a skirt or something. That can really kind of excite the photographers and they'll be more inclined to like make you look good because they'll be kind of horny and turned on. So yeah, you could try that too. Flop the sausage out when they least expect it. I did a lot of photo shoots back in the day when I was kind of doing the more charity stuff in that phase of my life. And I did the Hilford uniform shop catalog shoot in year 12, and I was on fire back in those days with my poses. I rehearsed heaps and I was moving really fast, and I did the no undies thing then too, just lying back on some stairs in the quadrangle in a school uniform, splaying my hands out and kind of like slowly lifting my school dress up between the clicks from the photographer, just exposing my growler gradually, and in my netball skirt also, leaping up for the hoop, and the whole skirt just blew up, leaving, you know, little to the imagination. None of those pics made the catalogue, but unfortunately. And I did another photo shoot also with the local newspaper, the North Shore Times, when I was doing the 40-hour famine once a week back in the day, raising money and basically saving Africa single-handedly. And they wanted me, it was for the cover, they wanted me to do like a serious face. I was in school uniform and just kind of like a look-away pose with one hand on a tree. But I wanted to do like more of a like down on my knees, like legs spread with like a few buttons undone and like biting one finger and kind of looking sort of cute but like naughty and like looking up like I'm, you know, about to receive a dick, that kind of face. But they wouldn't let me. Yeah. So anyway, hope that helps, Ryan. Start working on your fast poses. And yeah, I remember to slip those undies off on the day. Illy. Oh, Oh my God. So, hi guys. So I've just raced to the microphone. I'm back home from Prish's. It's the weekend and I've just spent the entire day at her student.com working on the assignment and the new collection and the like concept for the show. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I just like ran in the door and like, so I came up with the theme for our little assignment thing. It's going to be mental health couture. So I'll explain what that is. But the most exciting thing is I decided that me and Prisha are going to walk in the fashion show. We're going to be the models. And we need a third model. And so I was racking my brain for who to get. And Prisha suggested Olivia Bellissimo for the influencer factor, so we get heaps of exposure. But I was like, no, she's a fucking bitch. I'm off her. And then it came to me, we need a male model. Why don't we ask Hugo the Hobo, who lives out the front of Fidham, if he'll be our model for the day, for the assignment thing? I know, right? It's such a good idea. Oh my God. So, like we can pay him with like food or like I'll get him in like a new tent or something, or I don't know. So Prisha and I, we got her binoculars out. I know, right? It's so weird that she has binoculars. But anyway, from her front window, you can see where Hugo hangs out with the other guys. So we could fully check him out and assess whether like he'd be a good enough model for our show. And I was explaining to Prisha about the like cheekbone thing and like how he's like thin and gaunt body. It was just looks so good in like the looks that we've got in mind and his hairline. And if we shaved it off, like it could look really quiche. And she was like getting really into it. And we're like swapping the binoculars over. But we needed to get like a little bit closer and then actually ask him face to face. So we went out the front, and we kind of lingered across the road from Hugo. Just like we went in disguises. We had these like raggy kind of clothes and with like fabric over our heads. It was kind of weird. And I put some dirt on my face and had this like dreadlock wig that I got from a party shop. I kind of looked more like medieval witch than homeless, but it kind of worked. And Prisha did like a pillow hunchback and had this like trench coat thing and was pushing a stroller full of soft toys and she looked so legit. And we fully tried to like blend in. Sorry, Hugo didn't even clock it. He just like went about his business. And we were like whispering to each other and like really checking him out because we were just like really close. And I said, howdy, to get him to look my way. And he glanced over and we got to see his hot eyes, his like piercing blue eyes. And then anyway, Prisha was like, he's definitely hot. We should ask him. So we kind of emerged dramatically from our costumes, like dumped them on the footpath, just like threw them off. And I pulled my wig off, did like a full reveal. And we crossed the road and I was like, hi, I'm Shimei. It's Hugo, right? I knew it was. And oh my God, he was so nice. And we explained like that we wanted him to like help us model in my fashion show, well, our fashion show assignment next week. And we'd have to like clean him up and we'd be so grateful and his friend for life if he did it. And he was like, sure. Like he didn't even think about that much. And I was going to hug him, but he kind of smells, so I didn't. So I just did like the elbow to elbow tap thing. Anyway, I'm so fucking excited. So he's fully going to be our male model for the assignment for the catwalk show. And we're going to do like me and Prisha will do like the girl looks, obs, and oh, so we've worked on our designs. So yeah, I came up with the mental health couture collection idea. So we're kind of like gonna sort of embody these like characters, if you like that I came up with for like walking the runway in the show. Prisha's like gonna be a nerd with social anxiety. So she'll be in this cute little brown cardigan that we've designed and this like maxi skirt in a corduroy. fabric and thick glasses, and she walks with her head down and arms kind of like folded across the front. She's like, she's all like muted tones and kind of loser vibes. And then I come on and my character is this like hot glam girl who's got ADHD and bipolar disorder and various other undiagnosed mental issues. And she's kind of like ballet core, miniskirt in like, in a tulle, and then like a little metallic micro bomber, like sort of midriff reveal, ballet flats, and this huge like floppy oversized bow in my hair in this like sequin fabric. And I'm walking kind of like a zombie, like doing this like jolty walk with my legs, like as if my legs are kind of broken, like just dragging my sliding one along, and really selling the whole like mental health thing. And I'm kind of like moaning a bit too, like my character's going to make this little moaning noise. And then I start stimming, and I'm like hardcore stimming on the runway. It's going to be so cage. Oh my God. It's like really now. And I'm kind of like raising awareness about mental health and like removing the stigma. And then Hugo, our male model, so what I want to do is like shave half his head, like the right side of his head, but leave like a little bit of length at the front to style, and then half his beard, but just like the right side of his beard. And then like make the shave side look like really like groomed and polished and like hot. And then the left side, leave it all, just leave it all fucked up. So his left side character is like the schizo, like homelessy guy, no offense. You know, he gets into ice and, or something like that. And then we're kind of like saying like underneath all that, he's a hot man. And then, so his right side's hot. So it's like the two sides. So his other side are going to do these like raggy pants and like this shirt and like big overcoat, on the left, that we're going to sew together, with a tuxedo on the other side. So his right side will be like full James Bond vibes. And he's going to turn at the end of the runway and like shock each side of the audience when they see his other side. Yeah, and then my character, the glam steaming girl, like falls for the hot homeless guy, just his right side, and we like close the show with a kiss. Like I'll pass him on the right side, just and then after the kiss, all three of us are cured from our mental illness. Like that's the concept, that the kiss cures everything and everything's fine and we're all smiles and like waving, and we leave the stage holding hands, doing this kind of skip thing, and going with the whole like all mental people need is a good root theory. So yeah, it's going to be so much work, but I'm really excited to have Hugo involved. I can't believe I thought of it. And I reckon we're going to kill it, like, as far as the assignment goes. Like, the show's next week. Oh, my God. I cannot wait, Germaniacs. I'm going to be documenting the whole thing for my socials, so there's going to be a lot of content. Wait, what the fuck? I just got a text from Prisha. I'll just read it. Just found out from Mr. Hornery that the special guest for the show next week is Elke Galkison. What the hell? Oh my God, Germaniacs. Elke Galkison, she's my fucking fashion hero. Shit, Germaniacs, this is fucking gonna be so good. Elke fucking Galkison is gonna see me dressed as a hot mental girl. Oh my God. Oh my God, guys, I'll tell you guys how it goes next week. I love you so fucking much. Stay geesh, Nahugan, everyone. Yours forever, Jemay, Illy. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Gemaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!